Commissioner?
From the administration standpoint, if this remains a legislative body and the legislature is going to continue to fund and staff this, the department is happy to participate, and I would assign a member to continue to interact with this particular committee. If it becomes a something more and it comes to the department, we've already had conversations with the legislative committee dealing with the fiscal note, and we would argue strongly, and we are arguing strongly, if it goes in that direction, it would mean an entire staff person. We'd need a resource manager who would be involved in this process, organize it, and deal with all of the ins and outs of having an advisory council and the work associated with it outside of the meetings. What the Islands Institute has done, my first read is it has created the Ocean Acidification Coordinating Council with no leadership. I in turn appoint, the way this is written, I would appoint 10 members to the Coordinating Council. But where it says staff assistance, it basically says with limits of the budget, the council is authorized to contract with an employee staff member to assist the council in carrying out its duties, or can members can be assigned or volunteer for specific staffing responsibilities. And to me, that's a cart without a horse. There's no real good focus for this group. It's going to be, I think, waffling and trying to determine who's going to do what in order to achieve the task. And I still stand by my earlier statement that if the NGOs, along with the state, want to pull together all of these groups to have these very important conversations, that is the best way to do it without worrying about establishing anything additional within law. And the department would be more than willing to engage at that level as well, because these are I'm not diminishing the issues of ocean acidification. I'm just conscious of the fiscal side if the department is going to run it, and how we would have to reprioritize other work within the agency. But if it is a much more organic process, I think there is no reason why we couldn't participate and use the staff that was participated in the last go-around.